B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
Epidemic, yeah, but a lot of people are trying to punch holes. They didn't play a game yet with the Eagles. I'm waiting for somebody to call and go, yeah, but what if Doug gets in a car accident? You know, like, they're trying to find things that it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, but Ray, the one thing about it is you can look at the past history of guys and look at it and say, hey, these guys have been injured or unavailable. So it's not like we're saying a guy that's played 16 games for 4 years in a row, he's going to get hurt this year because he's due.
Look, it's just like, I don't know, can't we wait till it happens? And I mean, we're poised to have one of the greatest seasons we've ever had, really. If you look at, you know, the team that, it's not a defensive league anymore. It's about scoring points, and we're set up to score a crap load of points.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I was taken back by when the guy said it to me yesterday at the horseshoe tournament, kind of going like, wow, this kind of, the anvil is above our head, ready to fall with the string withering away, strand by strand. There's some Philadelphia sports fans that are still waiting for the anvil to fall, despite the fact that 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And overcame the injuries.
Yeah, but, I mean, you always, first of all, you hear people, now this guy's definitely an Eagle fan.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but you know that there's certain set types of Eagles fans.
Yeah.
There's the doomsday guy exists because for his whole life, they hadn't won up until 2 years ago, right?
Yep.
So that guy existed. There's still probably some remnants, some people like they were war veterans in like Japan that the war was over.
Yeah.
They're on an island. You still probably got a remnant of those types of Eagle fans out there.
Like PTSD Eagle fans.
Like they're just, you know, I mean, until they're going to have, like your friend, they're going to have this kind of.
He's younger, though, too.
I don't know.
Like probably a decade younger, probably in his mid-30s?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I was stunned. I was like, wow.
You know, get worried. He doesn't want their hopes up, and, you know, there's a lot of that. That's always it. You
that's
don't
a
want
self-protection,
man. Yeah.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Dwayne in Richmond's on The Fanatic. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Dwayne?
Not much. You know, I just got a couple of points for training camp and some concerns during the season. And, you know, just two on offense and one on defense. And, you know, my biggest concern is Doug Peterson. I just think he has to be balanced. You know, run the ball a little bit more, and I really don't want to. I'll say it again. I always say I don't want to see any RPOs. You know, I can't stand the RPO thing. Second, Miles Sanders. I really think he has to make a huge impact with his skill set on the offense to be that back because he can do so many different things with his skill set. And I really think people are downplaying him. I was already mad he missed, OTAs with a hamstring. I'm like, please don't come in here with this injury bug crap, you know, because we really need you to make an impact.
Right.
You know, and then on the defense, you know, Derek Barnett and Sidney Jones are my biggest concerns, and I really want them to have a good year. Those are my only concerns.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, you might throw in linebacker. As a bit of a concern, but I agree with you. I'm more optimistic about Barnett, less optimistic about Sidney Jones.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you get from him.
No clue.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, he could be, if he's false, it wouldn't surprise me.
Right. And one more thing, Carson Wentz is going to light this freaking league up this year. You wait.
I like it. Yeah. I like it, brother. I like it.
Have a good one, guys.
You too, baby.
Appreciate it, Dwayne. I when I was on vacation, I actually fired off a tweet about the MVP odds, Ant, going into the season.
And yeah, Carson's like, what, 18?
No.
Or 15.
Whoa, much better.
Oh, no.
9-1.
Oh, 9, that's right.
So my tweet read.
Parks, he might be 10-1.
Okay. So my tweet read, Wentz tied 9-1 with two other QBs, Rodgers and Luck, for the second best odds to be the MVP. Mahomes is 6-1. He's the top guy. And I said, you cowboy weasels that think Dak is better than Wentz. Dak is 66-1. And I go, even Jameis Winston has better odds at 50-1.
Oh, I got into that Matt from Fishtown.
Yeah, so what happened with the incident?
That was, well, because they're over under. who was it? Somebody said predicted that they were going to win like 11 games, 12 games.
Cowboys.
And I'm going, I can't say it. Like I don't say it.
Yep.
So we argue. I go, I don't see how the Eagles. I thought the Cowboys are two in the division. The Eagles are one, and I don't think they're even close. And I was talking about Carson versus Dak and the whole thing, and he calls up, oh, you're an idiot. How in the world could you think they're not going to win 11 games and win the division? They're better than the Eagles. So it got into a, you know, one of those stupid fights between a Cowboy fan and Eagles people, and it is what it is, right? Like, you look at them. Now, again, I thought this was interesting. If you're going to go by the number, by the odds, their over-under is 9. It's 9. How about this? 9, if you want to go over, it's plus 105. You want to go under, it's minus 125. That's on the Parks, Parks website.
Okay, that's interesting.
So it's only 9. But so anyway, we got this. It was a stupid, you know, you're an idiot, you're a dope, you know, that nonsense. But if you just boil it down, you know, did they get better? Like, their receivers are pretty good. Like, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, Randall Cobb's 1,000.
Yeah.
I do like Amari Cooper. You know, I love...
What's Witten?
Well, that's the other thing, too. Like, the running back is special. Like, you can say what you want, but, you know, Zeke is...
And that affects his odds, actually.
It's unbelievable.
Too. Yeah.
But Prescott, I mean, I look at him, and he's just so one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm. Their strength of schedule, the Cowboys.
Like, he's not an accurate thrower.
Yeah.
And he's not some great... There's this misconception that he's, like, some incredibly elusive quarterback, as though he's Cam Newton. He's not that at all. You haven't watched him if you think he's Cam Newton.
Yeah. I'm looking at the strength of schedules for this upcoming season. Now, it's based on last year, obviously. But the Cowboys are tied for, like, middle of the NFL, tied for 14th. Their opponents have a 504 winning percentage. The Eagles' opponents coming into this year, 26th, 477, 121, 133, and 2 last year. It's an advantageous position to be in.
Yeah, man.
The toughest schedule, you mentioned them earlier, they're going to have a tough year. How about the Raiders? 539 is their opponent's win percentage based on last year.
Yeah, but did you even see, they're on the road from, now they play a home, quote, home game in London. But their schedule is that they go between week 2 and week 9 between actually playing in Oakland.
Are you kidding me? How?
And the travel number, it's ridiculous.
Oh my goodness.
Thousands of miles they travel.
That's insane.
The Eagles travel schedule's light.
I'm gonna look at their schedule. How are they not playing a home game in Oakland?
By the way, if you want
to be a season ticket holder?
From week 2 to week 9. Wow. If you're looking for a win total.
Yeah, the Chicago.
Go Raiders under.
Wow. That is crazy.
So, whatever it is, I don't even know what 6 maybe.
Well, the Grudog.
No, they're not ready to win yet. And plus, I don't know that they even are wanting to win right now.
So they're still kind of in that Khalil Mack mode.
And you get Antonio Brown, but you know, next year is when they do the Vegas thing.
Yeah. They want to debut out there in a strong way.
So, but the rest of that division is unbelievable. Chiefs, Chargers,
Broncos.
And I think Denver could be decent with Flacco. I think Flacco, when all he has to do, he'll have weapons and just be a game manager, go down the field. He's got a good arm. You know, he can be an effective guy, especially with the way they run the ball. I think
good defense.
And geez, in the altitude, he'll throw it a mile. He's still got a great arm.
Oh, he's got a cannon. No doubt about it. It's going to be an interesting division. The Chiefs look like the cream of the crop. They had a 12-4 record last year, so did San Diego. Can San Diego repeat the performance of a 12-win season? If you're looking for teams, give me an AFC team that was in the playoffs last year that's not going to make it this year. Like one of those, like the teams that made it last year, obviously New England, Baltimore, the Texans, the Colts, the Chiefs, and the Chargers were your playoffs. It's Baltimore?
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson?
I don't like Baltimore.
Good coach, but...
I love Harbaugh. But I don't know how good... I mean, they acted like their defense was the coming of that...
The second coming of
the Lewis defense, and it's not.
Yeah. In the NFC, the playoff teams were the Cowboys, Eagles, Bears, Saints, Rams, Seahawks. Who comes out?
You know what's funny? I don't agree with this, but I was having the same conversation with my buddy Lincoln Kennedy, who we do the show, you know?
Fox show.
He said Rams.
Rams come out?
I was like, yeah, I don't see
Super
that.
Bowl hangover?
I could see Seattle coming off. I could see the Cowboys coming off.
Yeah. And in goes maybe Minnesota, who was 8-7-1.
I think Minnesota's got a real good shot. I'm a Niner guy.
Yeah.
I think
you're bullish on the Niners.
Yeah, I like the Niners.
I can't say Seattle comes out because Wilson just finds a way to win.
He does, but the rest of that team, you know, is it
really? Yeah, but it's, that rest of that team has been there for a couple of years now. Yeah, but
their defense was always great, right? And they've kind of shifted out. The Legion of Boom is no more.
Right, yeah. What about a team like Carolina? They were 7-9 last year.
I'm not in love with Carolina.
No.
Yeah.
A couple of years.
I don't like the quarterback, though.
Yeah, that's my problem. He's great skill set.
Yeah,
Something off.
You know, and they're so one-dimensional, McCaffrey.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Is Green Bay a team that all of a sudden gets back into the playoff picture?
I don't know what's around him. Do they have enough around him?
Yeah.
To be a playoff team? Is Atlanta? Because Atlanta's defense was just dreadful. Their offense. They have a good offense.
I got Matt Ryan and Julio.
But their defense is tragically bad.
Yeah.
But did they address their defense enough?
So other than the 49ers in the NFC, a team like Detroit, could they jump into the mix, perhaps?
Nah.
I mean,
the NFC's good. Look at the NFC. So just to say this, let's just go division winners. Let's pretend.
Yep.
Let's just say Eagles, right? Let's say Eagles, Saints,
Vikings or Bears.
Let's go Vikings.
All right.
And Rams.
All right.
So all these teams will be vying for two spots. Cowboys,
Chicago.
Falcons, Carolina, Chicago, Green Bay, the Niners,
and the Seahawks. Wow.
And if you throw in Detroit, that's eight.
For two spots.
Yeah.
Eesh. It's going to be tough.
I mean, the only teams that you're thrown out.
Arizona,
Giants, Washington.
Tampa. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You're probably right.
You're only really throwing out four teams.
Yeah.
And in the AFC, Miami, Oakland,
Cincinnati. Jacksonville?
No.
Jets?
No. I mean, they're unlikely, but no.
All right. The Bills?
No.
Yeah. You're not throwing out many here.
The only hideous no-shot teams.
Oakland.
Are Miami, Oakland, and who did I say? Miami, Oakland. Who was the third team?
It wasn't Cincinnati, was it?
And Cincinnati, yeah.
Cincinnati, yeah.
And I got news for you. You know, maybe Tennessee. I don't like Tennessee a little bit either, but whatever.
Yeah. I don't like Mariota.
But they're a playoff team.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. We've got a couple open lines if you want to grab them. 610-632-0975.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. A couple up the line, 610-632-0975. That is the number as we inch closer and closer to FanFest coming up on August 24th at Xfinity Live. It's all presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Tickets are free, but you got to get a ticket to get in, and we'll be giving them away. And all of the hosts will be there. Bikini Beach will be there with a special beach feature this year. Hot tubs have been added, courtesy of Spa, Heart, and Home. Details coming soon on how you can register to win a FanFest soak with some special ladies. Lamborghinis and Ferraris from Imagine Lifestyles, escape rooms, 95-foot radical run obstacle course. It's going to be a ton to do. It's going to be a great day all day, and we'll be there hanging out from 1 to 5. And just added, the Sixers are bringing a half court to play on. The Dunk Squad will be there, Sixers Dancers, the Stixers Drum Squad, and the Sixers Liberty Bell to ring the bell and get the festivities going. And some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling in the U.S. Army. And special thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com. So we're getting closer and closer to FanFest. It's around the corner. And we'll be putting a big bow on the summertime at FanFest as well. And there'll be the last week of the NFL preseason. And we're now 2 weeks away from the Eagles' first preseason game. 2 weeks from this Thursday, they'll tee it up, and they report coming up on Wednesday, Ant. They'll be at NovaCare. Players reporting.
Oh, my God, 2 weeks from Thursday.
Yeah, is your first preseason
game. Think about that for a second. Like, that really hits home.
Yeah. That's, like, you know, that happens in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
2 weeks, boom. So who do they open up against? Is it against Jacksonville? Their first preseason game, or is that the second game? I think that's the second game.
Jacksonville's second game.
Yeah, the first game is Tennessee, and that is here, August 8th. Second one is down in Jacksonville against Nick Foles, then Baltimore at home week 3, and to New York to take on the Jets in week 4 on August 29th. Right around the corner, man.
Wow.
Yeah, all games on Thursdays. Both home games are 7:30. Both road games are 7 o'clock. Yeah. Gets you pumped up, doesn't it? Just seeing the helmets on the field.
No, you know, I was thinking like that. I was having this conversation over the weekend. We were talking about NFL football. You know, the NFL, like the helmet, like the team, the emblem, like there's no better sport for that. Like, I don't know, didn't you? Like, I remember, I was such a nerd, when I had those NFL sheets and, like, the emblems, like, were basically the sheets and the bedspread was all NFL team logos. And those logos, like, I used to love to draw the logos. Yeah. Like, that. Like they were so, like, they were like the emblem of a country.
Yeah.
That's why the NFL
it's
is
like a family shield.
Right, that's why the NFL is as close to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, violent nature of it. Everything. Yeah, you're right. It's like your clan.
Yes.
You got your clan in Philly. And you got your clan in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Now you're right, and they're iconic. Like, when a new team comes in, sometimes you look at the logo, you go, like, this is an iconic feeling. Like, Carolina's logo doesn't feel iconic to me.
Well, it's not because it's a new franchise.
Yeah, but even like the one that Tampa Bay uses now is not iconic.
Which one do they use? They don't have the pirate?
No, it's the gray and I guess the dark red or whatever you want to call that color.
The colors? Are you talking about the colors?
Well, just the whole the emblem. Logo. The whole logo and emblem type thing.
Well, the logo, the Buccaneer is an awesome...
Yeah, the orange creamsicle one.
Well, yeah, but he's still a Buccaneer. The Buccaneer rules.
Yeah, I like the boat. But it doesn't impress. It doesn't. There's not enough history to it there, even though they won a Super Bowl with that logo.
Really?
Yeah. That one doesn't grab me. Like Chicago's, the sea just grabs you. I mean, it's classic, clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The Green Bay, the G with the color scheme. It's awesome. Even Detroit with the tiger.
I like the lion.
I do. Yeah. Or the lion, rather, not the tiger. Atlanta.
Oh, the Bengals is outrageous.
Yeah, I like the Bengals.
The stripes.
Yeah. We hate the
and
star.
And the Bengal and the you know the Bengal tiger.
I like that one. How about the Seahawk?
Nah,
I thought they could have did more with the Seahawk.
I'm out on the Seahawk.
What about the new the newer New England Patriot one?
The
one?
I hate it. I love the old Pat the Patriot.
I do too.
He's hiking the ball all muscled up like a Minuteman.
Yeah. The most iconic one though, and not the Dallas Star, is the Pittsburgh Steelers. One side of the helmet.
Oh, dude, the Raider. Come on, the Raider's
awesome. The Raider's good, too. But that's jumped around city to city.
It doesn't
it's
matter.
LA to Oakland.
Logo, the logo itself is the greatest logo outgoing.
I don't know. Top three, though, might be the Minnesota Viking logo, too. The Viking head.
It's a good.
The mustache.
Yeah, I agree. I like the Vikings.
Yeah.
I the, like their thing.
The Bills?
No, Bill's cool.
Yeah.
The Bill?
I kind of like the Titans logo with the flames.
Do you?
Yeah. I kind of like the flames.
I don't like the Titans at all. I think that I hate the Titans.
I like the flames.
The flames, yeah?
Yeah. The Titans one? It kind of looks like somebody did it on... you know, on PowerPoint.
You don't like the...
I don't like the Jaguar one. It looks like Bobo's.
If you go the best logo is different than the best helmet. The best logo to me is the Raider helmet. The Raider logo.
Okay.
What about you, Andrew?
The best logo? Yeah, I mean, Raiders is always good. I like the Falcon.
You like the Falcon?
That one looks thin to me. That one looks thin to me.
The eagle with the talons was outrageous.
And the Saints isn't
like that. Eagle's a great eagle.
Saints isn't bad either. Cardinals is kind of like everybody's used that. If your mascot's a Cardinal, they use the same one.
Yeah,
yeah. It's too shared. The Rams.
The Ram helmet's a great helmet.
The old blue helmet with the yellow horns on it.
That's awesome.
That was an awesome helmet. I agree with that. The Browns is just orange.
The Browns are horrible. That's the worst. They're always the worst.
And the Ravens looks like a pigeon.
Yeah, they stink.
And the Dolphins, you can't be a tough team and be in teal and light orange.
No, but it's
not an intimidating color.
It's not, but it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be that, you know, the sleek
coral.
It's the sleek dolphin,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's sleek this. Sleek doesn't win me any games on a fourth down conversion. No, but Detroit's good. I like that. The Vikings good. The 49er with the SF.
Well, that's classic because they won.
Yeah.
But it's not really a great one. Awesome. The Chief.
Yeah, with the arrowhead.
Yeah.
That's a cool logo. I like
that. That's a great logo. Yeah. That deep red color.
I don't like the Bronco either.
Oh, with the snorting. The Bronco coming out of the D is a great logo.
Nah, I'm out.
How are you out on a Bronco?
Dude, it's snorting.
I like the old Bronco uniforms better.
Love a snorting Bronco.
Sleek ones, like.
No, but we're talking about the logo.
I know, but they changed the logo.
No, they didn't.
The Broncos didn't update?
It's still the Bronco that's snorting.
Yeah.
They changed the helmet and the color scheme and that stuff. But the idea of the Bronco, the snorting Bronco, the bucking Bronco that's snorting is awesome.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. 610-632-0.
I'm not a big fan. Andrew.
It's not a top 10 for me.
I like the snorting Bronco.
How's that not a top 10?
Like, if a Bronco snorts at you, you're freaked out.
Yeah, I'm not getting on one.
You're not afraid of a dolphin, but...
How the Broncos...
How a dolphin protects you from the sharks.
Listen, I mean, like, how the Broncos... The bucking Bronco, the snorting bucking Bronco, not a top 10?
Yeah, not for me.
I'll give you my 10 coming up.
The Colts is kind of boring.
I hate the Colts. Yeah.
And the Jets is kind of lame.
Well, it's supposed to be a Jet.
Yeah, it's lame. We obviously know there's issues with the Redskin logo for its political incorrectness. I do like the Saint, though. The Saints logo.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, 610-632-0975. A little diversion. All things in NFL are good, though.
How can we disagree on that?
But the New York Giants one's lame, too.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the NY?
No, the Giants. It's supposed to be the Yankees. Yeah, no good.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris in White Marsh on the Fanatic. What's up, Chrissy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, brother. What's going on?
Not much. Just happy we're talking Eagles today.
I know.
Yeah. So I know the last caller was talking about Miles Sanders' success, but I honestly think it's going to be more about Jordan Howard this season. I think he's going to get the majority of touches, and the kid rushed for close to 1,000 yards each season he's been in the league, and now he's running behind potentially the best offensive line in the NFL. So just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
Yeah, it could be interesting because I'm curious scheme-wise how he fits in.
Right.
Remember, they were a run dominant. I got a scouting report. You want to hear it? This is
Jordan Howard.
Yeah. Do you want to hear? I got to just dig it up. I when he got here, I got a buddy of mine who's in the league who sent me a scouting report. I'll tell you what, Chris. After the phone call, I'll read it. Okay, buddy.
All right. That's awesome. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Look, in 47 games, Chris, he's played 47 games. He's got 3,370 total yards and 24 touchdowns rushing the ball.
Right. Yep.
Last year, he didn't get a 1,000-yard season last year at 935. They had Tariq Cohen, though.
I think the Tariq Cohen thing honestly took away from him a little bit because I'm sure the Bears wanted to get him on the field. He's a good
game
playmaker.
Breaker. Yeah.
You know. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of what I was thinking. But
yeah, know, this offense, this year. My only fear with him is that because the ball needs to be spread around, that he's good that way. Because he's a volume guy.
Get going. Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, I don't know. I think, like, you know, in years past, like, or with Nick Foles and, like, our success, like, you know, in the Super Bowl, they did lean on running the ball a little bit. And I think that might help Carson, you know.
Oh, you're right on, Chris. Well. I agree. Here you go. Yeah. I just dug it up. This is what he told me. Jordan can be a really good player when he is motivated. If you get the guy from his first 2 years, then you're getting a steal. He wasn't near the same player last season, though. Part of it was scheme, and part of it was on him. He's the type of guy who gets better, as we said. He's the type of guy who gets better the more touches you give him.
Right. I think, one thing going in our favor is that this is a contract year for him. So yeah. He's going to want to get paid. So hopefully, you
That's
know.
That's a good point.
It's the ultimate motivator in sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt about it. It's funny. Thanks for the call, Chris. Over first three, he's averages 16.5 carries a game. So it's not a tremendous amount. It's not like 25 a game. He doesn't have a ton of wear and tear on him because of that as well. But you got to look at that more in a vacuum where you go, all right, the games where he had really big games where he had 120 yards or whatever, how many carries did he have in those games?
Yes.
That's what you got to really look into and go through his game log to really figure that out. He did have 9 touchdowns on the ground last year to the last 2 seasons. So he can be a guy that you get into, you know, goal line, short yardage situations that can power it in. His high rushing total in a game last year, he had a 109, a 101. His 109 is his highest, and he had 21 carries in that game, 5.2 average and 2 touchdowns. So, not bad. His highest amount of attempts, rushing attempts, was 22 in a game, so... We'll see. But it got me motivated by cash, brother.
Yeah, well, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Listen, that's a big deal.
The shelf life of a running back is what, like 3.5 years?
Yeah.
So if you got a chance to cash in, you better do it.
I just got a text from my son. So little Mossy's 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he writes, "You are poop." And then he sends the poop emoji over a...
Did he spell out poop in the original? Or did he just go, "You are," and then poop emoji?
No, he went, "You are poop," then the poop emoji.
Poop fest.
I don't know why. My kids do that, too. They're so fascinated with it.
Yeah, and then he gives me the vomit emoji.
Well, that's what comes after all that pooping. Yeah.
Jesus, little kids are the greatest. They're just the greatest.
The way they think?
Yeah, it's great. Like,
why is that funny to him?
Yeah, like, he's cracking up right now. And I kind of find that I started laughing, too.
My son grabbed my phone when he was like 3, and Billy King was still the general manager of the Sixers, and he texted Billy, "Poop." He spelled it out. He didn't know how to use the emojis yet. Spelled it out, and I texted Billy after. I'm like, "Sorry, my son got my phone." He's like, "No problem, I get it." Zach in Florida's on the Fanatic. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
What's up, Zach? You ready? What do you think, man?
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? I'm out of my mind, Anthony.
I can't wait.
You know why I got one of those Facebook reminders today that reminded me that today, a year ago, is when I came out to Philly and I brought my wife and kids into the studio and you let them sing the Eagles fight song to close out the morning show.
Oh, wow. I remember that. My God. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, that was the most fun. And my kids still talk about it. And we couldn't get up there this year. But I'm telling you, I've never been this excited going into a season, Anthony.
I feel the same way. Yeah, it's weird because we're more excited this year than we were the Super Bowl year because Super Bowl year was a surprise.
Exactly. We didn't know what was coming that year. And then last year, you kind of figured there'd be a little bit of a hangover and we had some lingering injuries that went into the next year. But now we're a year removed. That offense is loaded. The defense should be real good as well. But the offense is absolutely loaded. And I cannot wait for December 11th, because you guys are coming down here, and you're going to squish the fish. And that's what that's all going to be all about.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Oh, and it's going to be a 40-point win, and people are going to be freaking out. Oh, the whole stadium's going to be Eagle fans.
Yeah, that's the takeover, right?
Yeah.
Every time they come down here, they take over. They did it in 04. I think it was 03 or 04.
Yeah, it's December 1st, not the 11th, but yeah.
Oh, is it December 1st?
Yeah, December 1st in Miami.
Okay, I absolutely have to get tickets for that game. And you guys are going to be down here doing an event, right?
Yeah,
taking the whole crew, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I know. I wouldn't be able to get into that unless I don't know how I would do that because I'm down here. But I'll be at the game for sure.
You guys going to find a watering hole?
Listen, you got to come to the resort. We're going to be at the Margaritaville Resort. And I think that's...
Eagleville.
Yeah, we're going to turn to Eagleville. So,
I be able to do that?
Listen, I don't know for sure, but I mean, I don't know why.
Come by.
You know, I'll figure out something. I'll tell somebody.
You pay a little cover charge.
I don't know why you wouldn't be able to come and hang out. Like, we're going to be at this resort. Do you know you know where it's at? It's right on the water.
No. Margaritaville. I actually think it was closed for the paying people that are coming on the trip.
But, yeah, I don't know the deal, but you know, I'm sure there's a way for you to come and hang out with all the us and the Eagle fans.
Well, I'll call back in and get maybe the information from your screen or figure it out. Because I'll come with my dad. You know, we got the matching Eagles tattoos after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Zach, you got to get the South Beach chapter in order for that.
Oh, hell.
You're
the
chapter president. You're in charge down there. You got to get all the Eagle fans in order.
All you got to do is go into the Parrot Lounge in Fort Lauderdale. It's wall-to-wall Eagles fans. That place is insane.
I love the Parrot.
They're Aaron. Get them excited about it.
Yeah, the Parrot's outrageous.
All right, Zach.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome. Go Eagles.
Go Birds.
Yeah, that's gotta be cool.
Got it.
When you don't live here and you're a huge Eagle fan and then...
The team's coming to your city.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best.
Total bonus for him. Somebody DM'd me on Twitter and goes, the logo talk, your Philly DJ, Jay, goes, Jason, speaking of helmets and logos, Penn State should have something on that all-white helmet. He thinks you should put something on the Penn State helmet. Nah. I go, no.
Nah, I mean, that's an iconic helmet.
Now, during the
Bill O'Brien
time, they put the number on it.
Yeah, no. Nah, I don't like that.
I didn't mind that because that's sort of an old school college football thing.
Yeah, I like the white helmet. Okay. Yeah.
It's clean.
I do like the Buckeyes they add when you add the, you get certain accomplishments.
Stickers.
And you get, yeah.
Yeah. I saw those on the Haskins helmet watching that game the other day.
I wonder what he's going to be like. It's going to be interesting.
Down in D.C., right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be an interesting storyline. He looks like he's a project. NFL project. Like, he's not...
He's not ready to play at all this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a project for college.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you seen him struggle? I saw him struggle a lot in games.
I watched the first half of that Penn State
game. You saw how bad he was first half of that
game. Terrible. Couldn't do anything.
He couldn't get there, and he had throws to be made.
Yep. Yep, you're absolutely right. 610-632-0975. Coming up to the top of the hour, a little something called Bring the Heat. Well, it was brought this weekend, and hopefully the temperatures will be dropping in the next couple of days to break this heat wave. Imagine a nice line of T-storms will come blowing through.
Yeah, nasty tonight, but then we're good. That's going to be like 78 degrees tomorrow.
Let's get the football weather. 610-632.
Oh, dude, I can't wait.
A frost on the pumpkin. Because I can.
Oh, that's the best. We got Sixer basketball.
Because I can.
That's the first Sixer mention today. No Korver. Got to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it coming up.
Chose the Bucks.
You did fear the deer.
Yeah. I didn't like that move by Korver. Dead to me.
He's decrepit anyway.
Yeah.
If he was here, he'd go, it was great. He could shoot the ball a little bit. But he's decrepit anyway.
I'm going to smash that Korver bobblehead I have with the hair on it.
Smash it.
610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12:53.
Oh my God!
And now we're just starting the descent. Maybe I've just been on planes, so we're beginning our descent to football season.
Yeah. Okay. So we're now changing our altitude.
Yes. Put your seatbelts on, baby.
Put your tray tables up. We're about to...
Yeah, you start to feel it.
Seats in the upright position.
You feel like in your body, you feel like you got less gravity as you're kind of just descending slowly. And then as you descend on Philadelphia International, you look out your right side of the window and you see...
The best.
Attention passengers. If you look out the right side, you'll see Lincoln Financial Field.
So we were just making a list of our logos. So here's my five favorite logos.
Is this just NFL?
Just NFL.
Okay.
I go Raiders 1. I go Steelers 2.
Mm.
I go Bills 3.
Bills.
I go Old Broncos. Old Patriots. Actually, Old Buccaneers with the pirate head.
Yeah. The knife in his teeth.
Yes. and then I would go special mention, because if you give me the old eagle, I'm in love.
You mean with the silver? Oh, the actual eagle that was on the shoulder.
Yeah, where it's the talon has the football.
Yeah. He's swooping down.
Like, that to me is the great, like, that would be my, that's my favorite of all time.
Yeah, the eagle's a great mascot because the eagle's got a look. He's got great eyes.
Yeah, it's like that mascot's a great, it is a great mascot. It's a regal mascot.
Yeah.
Like, if all of our mascots, like, that's the true American mascot, the eagle.
Well, it's the symbol of the country.
The warring eagle.
Yeah, the bald eagle. Well, you got the Phillies is a made-up thing because it's the
Flyers, same thing. Flyers thing,
yeah.
And, you know, and 76 is cool because of the country.
Yeah, and I was telling you, I was looking at the NBA logos, and the 7 in red, the 6 in blue with the stars at the top of the 7 because it's kind of sloped down. That's a cool looking. It's got retro. It's cool. It's got good bright colors.
Yeah.
It looks awesome on, and that's why when they put out all these different jerseys with the snake, or they put it on the gray jersey last year, which I thought was really cool. It can look good on so many different ways. Now, when the Iverson years with the blue jersey, the black jersey, and the white jersey, I didn't like it.
It wasn't sexist.
No, it felt like trying to be new age and took away the history.
Yeah. I mean, this is, and look, it had to go because it was so bad. So, like, it was a smart move, and it's great that now that they're really good, they had gone back to it.
You like the jersey with just Phila on it?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I prefer to say Phila over Sixers on it for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. I love that jersey.
Huh.
I remember seeing Doc in that jersey and the red.
No,
he had the Doc Sixers red.
Sixers,
yeah.
It was Sixers across.
Yeah, that's right. 610-632.
Phila was the Wilt. That was well.
That's right, yes.
See, I know you guys don't like it, but I like the old Sixers logo from when I was growing up with the ball underneath.
No, that's terrible.
I know both of you didn't like it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
The same thing. That's why you like the Titans.
Yeah, that's like
it's the same
new age logo.
The flame?
Yeah, it's horrible. Flames are no good. I'm out.
The Chicago Bullhead is a great one.
Great, that's because it's a snorting bull.
It's
that's
massive.
Why I got like the snorting Bronco, Jason.
Yes.
Now, see, the difference is that the Broncos from the side, the bull is a frontal shot into the nostril. It's more intimidating.
I do love the bucking, snorting Bronco. That to me is a great one.
What about the Hornet with the basketball?
I'm out on the Hornet.
You're out on the Hornet. The dribbling Hornet.
Terrible.
Yeah, listen, it's fine, but I hate it.
Love the old Grizzlies.
The old Grizzlies.
The old Vancouver Grizzlies one?
Grizzlies.
Yeah, the claw coming out.
Yeah,
that was a good one. The Atlanta Hawks
one. I just like the Sonics.
Oh, yeah.
Sonics is cool.
Yes, man.
How come?
Sean Kemp. Xavier McDaniel, Sean Kemp.
Wow, by the way, did you see the new hockey team? They got unveiled?
Yeah. Well, they didn't say the name yet, did they? That's still a ways off.
No, but they had everybody was there.
Yeah, they had the GM.
Yeah, the press conference and all.
Yeah, they named Ron Francis the GM. Hextall was in that running, by the way.
I loved it.
He was the runner up to that
Seattle.
Game.
The Seattle should be. They need to go back to Seattle.
Yeah.
OKC is for bogus.
Yeah, they got it. Well, Seattle's a good sports market.
I know.
You know, you look at the cool stadiums there, too, right along that. I don't know what that main road is, right? Like the big highway there. But they're right off the, like when you come into downtown Seattle from the airport, you go right by both stadiums, and they're cool looking stadiums.
Yeah.
Very intimate.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. You ever go up the Space Needle?
No, I never did.
No?
Yeah.
I mean, the old lady went up there.
Did you?
Yeah. It was a nice time.
Did you like it?
Yeah, we were out there. I was doing something with the Deadliest Catch out there for the Deadliest Catch convention.
Yeah, I was supposed to go that time too.
Yeah, it's great.
I made the bro go. I've been there a few times.
Mm-hmm. And we went up in there. She was pregnant with my youngest daughter, but we went up and checked out the Space Needle. Went to the fish market. You know, did all the original Starbucks.
Just went to Pike's.
Is it Pike's Place?
It's Pike's.
I want to say Pike's Peak, but that's not it.
No, it's Pike's. I thought it was something.
Pike's Market.
Or whatever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.